Who's Hacked? The latest cyber attacks and data breaches covered by Cybercrime Magazine. I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine, Steve Morgan. Becker's Health IT reported recently that Omnicell Inc., a multinational healthcare technology company headquartered in Mountain View, California, reported that some of its information technology systems were affected by ransomware. On May 4th, Omnicell, a provider of medication management and adherence tools for health systems and pharmacies, determined that a ransomware attack had affected some of its services, products, and internal systems, according to a SEC filing. Omnicell took steps to implement its business continuity plans to restore and support continued operations. An investigation into the incident was also launched. At the time of this article, Omnicell has yet to determine the extent of the effect of the attack on operations or whether the incident would have a material effect on financial results. Steve, what are your thoughts?
So the thing that jumped out at me on this one, Paul, is that the news hit when various media read their filing. It was a 10K filing. So, you know, it was filed with the SEC. So this is not something where the company came forward and wanted to proactively share that they suffered a breach or a cyber attack and, you know, share what they're planning to do about it. This is something that was picked up on in their filing because they are obligated to share that when they file with the SEC, or they feel like it's something they need to volunteer, or it could be a problem if they don't because it could materially affect the business. And then there was a daisy chain of media reports. And that's why, interestingly, if you look at our source, Becker's Health IT, and they do a very good job, as do many other media that we follow, there really just is not a lot published about this incident. All you really see is that they disclosed this in their SEC filing.
You know, Steve, one of the notes I had, and it's hard to talk about because there isn't so much to grab onto, is it's very vague. It's just very general statements. It's nothing super concrete. Even in more niche hacks, like we do a lot of crypto crime and we talk a lot about cryptocurrencies, we sometimes have more information, even if it's not always from official sources like Twitter. But in this case, it's just vague. It's just almost there's little bits and pieces out there, but no one can put the puzzle together.
It is. And then it's just going through the motion. So I think it was on around May 17th or so, they finally posted an official notice on their website.
So it took them a long time, even after all this news articles came out.
Exactly.
Steve, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you, Paul.
For daily coverage on latest cyber attacks and data breaches, visit cybercrimewire.com.